पैडी फील्ड, वहाँ पर वो चुप संवाटर, वहाँ पर वो आस्ट वन ट्रेवल थ्रू वृंदावन देन वन टू पर्टिकुलर प्लेस एंड सोइंग राधा कुंड मस्ट बी हियर देन देयर ही वेंट हायर इज राधा कुंड द लोकल पीपल कुड नॉट गिव एनी सजेशन देन ही वाज meditated a little and from some rice field, that's a paddy field, took some water and took on his head and began to chant in praise of Radha Kunda. That was located then at Radha Kunda. And Raghunath Das was, he was sitting under a tree on that paddy field and continuing his Harinam and Saram. One day Sanatan, he is wandering through all the places of Vrindavan, went there and found that Raghunath is sitting under a tree and one tiger came and took some drank some water from that low paddy field one time. Then Sanatan approached Raghunath. Raghunath was astounded to find him there suddenly on his front. He went up and gave his pranam to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami gave advice. My advice to you is this, please don't stay on that tree, but accept a cottage. I shall manage to build a cottage for you, and you must have to accept to remain within that. I found a tiger here just now. And what to do? As command, his command, he accepted that cottage. He lived. And he composed so many verses, which give us the highest attainment of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, that is very plain in his statement only. Asa Bhairamita Sundar. When we saw our Guru Maharaj explain this slope, he was beside himself. Asa bhavi gamita sindhuvai katham chit kalu mayati gamita kila sampatanhi tam chit kipang mai vidasa sinanva kinmi prani vajina se varu vakari nami. This slope. Lord Pavinine, my master, mistress, father, and Swamini, is addressing Radharani. If I don't get your grace, everything is tasteless to me without you. Even this Vrindavan, what to speak of other things? Even I do not want Krishna himself, if you are not there. This is the most famous bhava we get from Raghunath Das. And it is the acme of our realization. We are told by the experts. Spiritual of our sampradaya. It comes from Raghunath Das, the highest realization. So Prayojana Acharya, Sanatana Goswami is called Sambandha Acharya, Rupa Goswami Abhidheya, means to end, and Raghunath, the Acharya, the giver of the end of our life, through whom the end of our life has been determined. given to us. Prayanacharya, Raghunath. So, in his respect, we show our pranam to him, Dhara Goswami. And Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu, there are many things to say about Raghunath Das in fine. In his last days, Raghunath crawling nearby Radha Kunda and crying, taking her name's part, taking in a leaf. Some leaf is there by which some pot is made. And in there, butter milk, that he used to take in a tree leaf pot. And taking that, he used to blame himself. Kathaṁ vā kaśya vā hetu dehaṁ kuṣṇāti pāmara ātmānaṁ cet vijānīyāt. Ātmānaṁ cet vijānīyāt. Parāṁ ki dhūtāśaya. Kathaṁ vā kaśya vā hetu dehaṁ kuṣṇāti pāmara. He is abusing himself. After taking one pot of butter milk, he has said, addressing his mind, if you can think yourself that you are not this body, you are really the soul, how your body is getting fatter day by day? What's the matter? Do you think that you are above this flesh and the blood? Then why do you necessary your this flesh and the blood body? It is getting fair day by day, I see. This way. He used to abuse himself, though it is not so. His temperament was to abuse the fleshy aspect to teach us. Don't enjoy yourself that you have attained a fair position. Dhanam. That is, purishe ki thai te mishe lokishto. To advance, to make advance towards infinite means to see so much meager his own self. That is the criterion. As much a devotee is advancing really, he cannot but think that he is going down. He is the lowest of the low. That is the truth. Thereby we have to measure. By humility, sincere humility, we have to measure who is a devotee and who is not so. Of course, there is another Acharya Bhimam. Ramanuja has mentioned also, we can understand. That is another force sent by the Lord to work as an Acharya, a post. Not personal, but from a post. A man who is not harmed a fly. When he is in the position of a judge, he will have to pass the order of the hanging, hang this man from the position of the judge, he is to do so. But personally, he won't even harm a fly and a mosquito. He is so ahimsa. But when he is in the position of a judge, he is compelled to sign the verdict, that he has committed murder, he must be hanged. Something like that. From the position of Ajaya, he is to see in another vision, angle of vision. So he is entitled to control, why you are doing this thing, this is bad, do this. As if he knows everything. This is the posing of the other. This, our Guru Maharaj says, this is the indirect position. Prahlapita Mahaprabhu says, this is my prahlap of my delirium. Sanatan, I am in delirium. So many things passing through me to help you. Krishna's matter. But what I say to you, I can understand that this valuable thing is going to you, but I cannot appreciate these things. What I say, this is madman's expression. I am under delirium. Prahlapita, our Guru Maharaj, this is my prahlap. When he is in a posing to gives picture to his disciple. But Annamukhe, direct conception, I am minister divine. I am the servant of all these persons. They have come to help me. They are my guru. The disciples, disciples are my so many gurus. They have come to help me in my service to Krishna. That is the real vision of the Bhagavata Prabhupada, Mahabhagavata. But in indirect way sometimes he had to chastise his disciples. Why you have done so? Why you have not done so? That is opposing. But in his real the own nature acquaintance is that all guru, I have the servant. They have come to excite me, to keep me in the path of service of Krishna. This is so Das Goswami used to accuse and abuse him, his own self. You are what sort of devotee? You think you have become a devotee. You are so mean, you can't shake off all these things. Challenged himself. But he was crying, taking the name of Radharam, crawling around the banks of Radha Kunda. And sometimes looking at the place, Nandagram, at Krishna's feet, shouting and with tears, Nandishwari's Paniche. Could not express clearly any words, but the vague sound, and the tears falling. And this way he passed his day. And the Kaviraj Goswami was his disciple. A proper disciple by a proper guru. Kaviraj Goswami was born near Katwa, Bahram station, 2 miles from there. That is Jhamatpur. That is a place where the some portion of Gauriya Vaishnava, they are continuing a sort of service there. Yamaspo, born there. And some faith in the creed of Mahaprabhu. One day, he had some 24 hours kirtan, he made arrangement. And there one devotee of Nityananda Prabhu named Meen Ketan Damdas. He was this sentimental devotee. He is taking the name of devotee, sometimes climbing up on the shoulder of someone, sometimes doing this and that. And Kavidas Goswami's brother, he felt this disturbance by the movement of this sentimental devotee, Min Ketan Bhamba. And he told, who is he? A devotee must be of a fair character. He is something obstinate and boisterous nature. He is a devotee. Who is Nityananda? In this way. Then Kavidas Goswami rebuked his brother. You don't know he is a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. And by his love, intense for Nityananda Prabhu, he is showing some signs of sentiments. And why do you feel disturbed? No, I don't like Nityananda Prabhu. I have regard for Mahaprabhu. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? He is like that. But don't say so. In my presence. Nagaur Nikai, they are well connected, intimately connected. If you have recognition for one and not for the another, this is hypocrisy. If you don't have recognition of the both, you are an atheist. In this way, he chastised his brother. At night, he is getting a dream. Nityananda Prabhu has come. Nityananda Prabhu, but the posing is of Vrindavan with his followers. He is chewing betel nut and in a this cowherd attitude. I am very much pleased with you, Krishna Das. A good fortune awaiting for you. Just go to Vrindavan and you will get everything there. With this assurance, Nityananda Prabhu vanished in the dream and he rose up. What did I saw? Did I see in the dream? Very happy and hopeful and full of prospect. Actually, this is a only a dream, but it has got some reflection in the real life of mine. He discussed within himself and took up this faith. No, it is the real order to me. Then I began to make arrangement to go to Vrindavan. I came to Vrindavan by the grace of Nityananda, and I got everything as it was. I got Raghunath Das as my master, my Gurudev. Through him I have got Rup and the Sanatana, and the Jeev and the other Goswamis, all these devotees, remnants of Sri Chaitanya Dev. I have found Sri Chaitanya Dev in me. My life is fulfilled, and I have got the intense hope of the service of Radha Govinda, my whole life. Then he was asked to write by the Bengali devotees of that Vrindavan, leaded by Haridas, very good, higher order Vaishnava. Learned man, you have got command over Bengali language and Sanskrit both. You compose the life of Mahaprabhu for the posterity. With this suggestion I came to Madan Mohan. The Vaishnava requests me to write the life history of Mahaprabhu, life and teachings. I beg your grace. And just at the time, the garland of Madan Mohan came down. And the pujari, the priest, took that garland and put around my neck. I thought I got the order of Madan Mohan. I began to write this book. Madan Mohan is making me write this book, not myself. I know it. Amar likhan jana sukir patham. As a parrot, he pronounces the name of God. My writing is like that. I am only an instrument. But writing, the writer is someone. So he has produced that Caitanya Charitamrita according to the theistic conception, theistic standard. We think that the best scripture in the whole of the world is Caitanya Charitamrita. Caitanya, he has given the description of the Ras Lila of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, even in the Radha Kunda, in the water with the gopis. But his description is such that ordinary people also cannot think that this Lila of Krishna with the gopis is humanly a transcendental touch everywhere. Everywhere is transcendental color, a divine color, is explicit in his Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Suryadang, Suryadang Bhakta, Giyadang, Giyadang Bhakta, Chintadang, Chintadang Bhakta, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The highest thing ever known to the world is found there, Caitanya, by Kaviraj. When Jnanavadi, the senior wife of Nityananda Prabhu, went to the part to Vrindavan, it is written there in Bhakti Ratnakar, Das Goswami is about to pass away, and the Kaviraj standing there by. The last is they will find it there. Kaviraj Goswami. In the corner of present Radha Kunda, this side we find, then the north-east corner, the tomb of Raghunath, and the north-south corner, there is the tomb of Kaviraj Goswami, we are told, in Radha Kunda. That is the process. But what he has given, the real devotees, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Dev, they cannot but think and express that the highest conception of theism, well guarded, it has come to us through him, from him. Krishnadas Kaviraj. Krishnadas Kaviraj, Narottam Thakur also mentioned his name in his son. I forget the verse. Krishnadas Kaviraj. Rasika Bhakatavad, Jiho Kaila Chaitanya Charit, Sunilai Varavai, he even to the most fallen, it has been arranged in such a way that even the fallen, without getting any disturbance in the step, can be taken nearer to the highest zenith of our realization. It is there. Our Guru Maharaj has written in reply to his letter come from London long ago. that who are the bona fide evidence about the description of Chaitanya Deva, who was in every part of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita can be taken as fully bona fide. Bona fide evidence in relation, in tattva and in description, in historical as well as ontological, on both sides, esoteric and esoteric, Chaitanya Charitamrita can be accepted 100% bona fide. And the other Shastra, he has written that this portion, he taught the portion to be modified something in Chaitanya Bhagavata, and the historical portion from Bhakti Ratnakar and not the ontological. In this way he has written, we found in his letter. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gift of Kaviraj Goswami, that is our highest property of the Sampradaya. The highest wealth of jewel, whatever we may think, the highest capital of us in this day. Manchā kalpataram pashti kripā sindhu bhevaya pajidānam bhāvane bhū vaśnavi bhūnam.
Jayam Vishwatāra
Dhanam Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupāda ki jaya. Sivadeshi Bhakti Bhajanta Swami Maharaj ki jaya. Sivadakhyananda Maharaj Bhakta Vinda ki jaya. Gaur Hari Gopa Parinam Sankirtan Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu ki jaya. Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu ki jaya. Raghunath Bhakta Goswami Prabhu ki jaya. Vaishnava Vrinda ki jaya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Tavinda ki jaya. Chaitanya Saraswata Mat ki jaya. Navadvip Dham ki jaya. Chaitanya Mat Sagha Mat ki jaya. Navadvip Vrindavan Purushottam. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time? 10:15. The main principle of Dharmagati that Krishna Maya Pali Rakhi Jena Satpaka. He is the protector. Such circumstances comes to help us. Vivadarshan Tathashtra. The pressure to us. So that you come to visit us. Bhavadu darshanam jattat. Strong opposition helps us indirectly to have your darshan. This is the underlying fact, principle. Vivadarshan tathashtra tattva tattva jagat guru. Bhavadu darshanam. Take us nearer to you and we get your darshan by the pressure of the apathetic circumstances. So I invite them. I welcome them. book published, booklet published, Queen Kunti, is it not?
Yes,
Queen
Kunti.
Yeah. By Swami Maharaj himself.
Yes. A series of lectures.
A lecture.
On that section of Bhagavatam was compiled into a book.
Sarnagati find in Sukkarasa. The cowboys, the friends of Krishna. Raksha karavituhu nishchaya jani, pāna karavuham jāmana pāna. We know that there is poison in that area of Jamuna. But we don't care for that. We shall drink that poisonous water. Because we always think that you are on our back. You surely, you will save us from any sort of danger. With this conviction, we shall rush in here and there, everywhere. Voluntarily, we shall rush on to embrace danger, knowing fully well that you are our protector, always on our side. Surapati duramati nasa vichari, varsane rakhi vegri varadhari, chaturamano jab karava chori, rakha karavituye gokula hori, kalindi, pano karavu ham jamuna pani, kalindi dokha karavi vinasa sodhavi nadi jalavara vijara. We shall jump on the dangerous zone, knowing fully well that you are our protector, and surely you will protect us from any sort of danger. That's challenge. Protector. And Guptitya Varana, Rukhishwajiti Vishyasu. The first, that confidence that he will sure to protect us, sure. Not only to accept him as our protector, but to maintain fullest confidence in that, that he will protect us, or he shall protect us. Rakkishati de Vishyasu. These are practical points of devotional life. More or less, any moment we are facing some sort of undesirable thing. And we have had to approach anything and everything with such mentality. He is there. If it is at present, appears to me to be unhealthy, but it is my defect to see it. It is all right. Bhaktaram yagyatosam sabbalukamaisya. Suridam sabbabhudanam gattamam shanti. The key to peaceful life is that the all-controller is friendly to me. The absolute controller of anything and everything is friendly towards me. This sort of convention, such conviction. that can give peace really in our heart. I should not be feel disturbed. I am well represented in the highest quarter. Hare Krishna. Peace, balance, and that favorable circumstance gives such opportunity that we approach the truth unprejudiced.
That seems to be two opposite, vipada and shanti. First of all, Kunti Devi, we want danger, and then Gadvamam Shantam Ishati. Opposite.
Then, at the time of peace, what decisions she should take? Shanti, the peace that should not be obstacles to our service. Sukha karobiti nishchara jani pano karobhavata. We shall invite dangers and we shall try to find peace there. It is a relative term. Peace is a relative term. A hero, if he does not find any fight before them,
no peace.
He has no peace. Paramananda jar paide samar. This is stated about Bhimsen. Bhimsen would be very much happy if he gets a fight, battle. Otherwise he feels uneasy. That so-called peace, that is Shanta Rasa. A marginal position. Peace has its dynamic characteristic. Peace means giving pleasure, ecstasy, rasa. The dynamic character of peace. It's progressive. Peace is progressive. So, to take risk to serve Krishna, that is peace, higher peace, so when dynamic it comes from Sandarasa to Dasya Bhakshadvaya, this way, progress. Peace means ananda. In a negative sense, peace, free from the disturbance of the negative side, and then the marginal position. But the peace there is ananda, happiness, and that really is a progressive thing, progressive, and as much as one makes advance towards Krishna, Rasu Visha, ananda, he finds more and more ecstasy. Peace is ecstasy. The basis of ecstasy. Antaras, panti. As peace becomes dynamic. Peace has its degree. If we analyze then peace has got its degree. How much peaceful one's mind is. If we go to measure it, then we find that peace makes connection with Anandam itself, rasa, ecstasy. As it is in unions, separation, union in separation. Bahire bishoy jala hai, bhitore anondo hoy. Internal aspect of peace. Externally, it is pain, but internally full of peace. It is possible in the service, and progressive in the service of Krishna. Our sweetest songs of those that tell of saddest things. Sadhi or someone. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. Sweetness within and sadness outside. And the sweetness, of course, is peace, peace. Peace. Radharani is asked, give up the thought of Krishna now, and then he will be at peaceful mentality. You won't take it. Yeah. Never. Hare Krishna. I can't. Mahaprabhu is asked, don't think of Krishna. That is, Krishna conception is ailing you so much, we cannot tolerate this, your ailments. We can't tolerate. Mukha Sangharsa is rubbing his face on the walls to find out the gate. Then the fervent appeal from the devotee section. We are asleep, we don't find when we do what at night. So anyhow they made some arrangement to arrange a boy to lie down under his feet. Yeah, when Mahaprabhu will sleep, take rest at night, he will spread his legs on the over the body of a boy, Shankara, in Gambhira. Shankara always sleeping mood, but he easily awake. Mahaprabhu was asked.